This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Zach Martina tells me about his first experience with a ghost and much more.
I spent my entire mortal life trying to figure out how to stop you, and I will hunt you down, and I will kill you again. Restaurant I used to manage was haunted. So they say, South Mayan Hotel. Essentially, what happened was the hotel was built in 1867, and it was built on the original South Lyon Cemetery. Okay. So they moved the cemetery over, and then they built it on there. And ever since, They moved a cemetery for I don't know the exact number, but I think it was $1.50 a body.
You're kidding?
I'm not kidding.
They actually moved.
They actually dug up remains and moved.
Do you know what year this was?
Because 1867.
That's ridiculous.
It opened in 1867. So early.
I don't think they actually moved the bodies. I hope they have proof.
They have to.
Because if it was me, I'd be like, you know what? We just move these graves.
If you're buying a building and it's on top, I'll buy this building, but you better make sure that those fucking bodies are gone.
Right.
Because I'm not dealing with that.
That's creepy, man. Well, first, who was buried there? You know.
I mean, people.
If it was somebody, it's just so normal people haunting.
It was creepy. I never really bought into it. Before I started working there, some friends of mine would tell me stories, and that was terrifying. And then, so I'm working there, and one night I'm closing up, and I'd only been there for 3 months. So I really wanted to do a good job. Mm-hmm. I was okay, I got to make sure I handle everything fine. And, so I go downstairs, I finish counting. There are two floors. So we close the upstairs floor first, close downstairs floor. I went upstairs to count the drawers. Finished everything up, went back downstairs, and I'm like, oh, you know what? Let's everybody have a drink. So we're having a drink, and I realized, I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to put some of the money in the safe. I'm just going to go back upstairs. I remember the day that this was. It was October 30th. I'll never forget. It was Devil's Night.
The night before Halloween.
The night before Halloween, and there are all these trees surrounding the upstairs, and I can just see the shadows blowing. The moon shining down.
This place
is
old and creepy looking, too, on the inside?
Oh, yeah. It's all wooden and rustic, and it's a cool spot, but it was weird, man.
Alone upstairs at
alone
night,
upstairs
in the dark.
In the dark with only the light of the moon and the shadows from these trees blowing. Wow. So I can see that there's wind.
And just thunder. No reason, just thunder.
Well, not yet.
Okay. Spoiler
alert, Nate. God damn it. You're a terrible host, okay? This is one of the key points of the story, and now you've ruined it. You've ruined my story. No. So I go upstairs.
Fine. Lightning? Was there lightning?
Only in my heart. It was what does that mean?
I don't know. It can be whatever you want it to.
Only in my heart. Anyway, so I go upstairs and I go back to put the money in the safe, and I walk to the office door again, completely dark, shadows of trees, and I put the key in the door. And as soon as I put the key in the door, it's like, imagine the room that you're listening to, that like your car or anything, that is just on the inside, completely covered in speakers. Every square inch of wall, ceiling, floor is covered in speakers, and I hear the most intense wind I've ever heard, like a straight hurricane, dude. And I'm like, this is weird, because it's happening. So I kind of take a deep breath. I'm like, all right, it's no big deal. It's not happening, whatever. I turn the key, and as soon as I turn the key, the wind stops, and audibly, the entire floor with those speakers that I'm talking about, I can hear it audibly say, get out.
No.
Swear to God, dude.
I got chills, man.
Swear to God.
That's creepy.
So I said, fuck the money, and I ran downstairs and made everybody get out.
Yeah.
Dude, and also, right before we're leaving, somebody calls me, one of the servers, one of the closing servers. They're like, hey, listen, I think I counted my money wrong. Can you check my envelope? Giving me another reason to go back in the office. I go, you can call tomorrow. I'm not dealing with that tonight.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
It was horrifying. Dude, that place is legit haunted, too, because the cleaning lady is crazy haunted. Mm-hmm. She doesn't work there anymore. She's back in Mexico. I know, stereotype, but she was her cleaning lady. She's back in Mexico, who coincidentally enough was married to our day kitchen manager, also a Mexican named Joel. I probably shouldn't say their names.
Just his first name.
Joel is his first name, and Shehela is her last name.
Yeah, because everyone knows a Joel.
A Joel and a Shehela. But also, you know, they worked at the South Lyon Hotel. So if you really want to get, hard copy Ghostbusters on this, fucking search their dump. Well, they were illegals. I'm just kidding. They weren't illegal. Yes, they were.
Don't worry. I'll take out.
No, you can do it.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I think I'm just kidding. But Shehela, dude, she was in the upstairs. It's always up in the upstairs, but she was upstairs cleaning, and she was in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden, she looked up in the mirror and she said she saw this filthy man with missing teeth and ratty old clothes.
What?
And she went to run away and she couldn't move. And then, so she screamed, and, they saw like three bruises, like finger bruises on her arms. And she was the only one up there. Like 3 years pass, right? She doesn't, nothing happens. She manages to keep working because she needs the money or something. Mm-hmm. And, 3 years pass, I start working there. And, she always props the doors open now. Like she never, yeah. Well, one day she's up there. I'm managing. She's cleaning the door that's propped open. The garbage can knocks over, the door shuts. She screams. She's Mexican, so yeah. I can't understand what she's saying, but she claims she sees the same guy.
Right.
Dude, her husband, Joel, who is also helping her clean, she starts screaming. He runs over there. He can't push the door in. And then he starts screaming and swearing. And he says at the instant that he swore, the door swung open. He saw her on the ground screaming, rocking back and forth in the fetal position. And he felt the iciest cold presence run right through.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. That's not even the worst part. She's freaking out on the ground, right? She's freaking out on the ground. She's saying her back's on fire. Back's on fire. There are claw marks. On her back, dude. I shit you not. I saw these marks. This particular time, it was picture, but like blood was coming to the surface. So she doesn't come back for a while, and she doesn't come back for a while.
She took some time off.
She took some time off. We didn't pay.
Wait, like, so you're telling me this woman wanted some time off.
Yeah, she was like, okay,
Zach, just the hardcore.
You can have
manager.
3 days.
Look, we're not paying you under the table to live in this country
exactly
for nothing.
Take 3 days off. I expect you back here on that fourth day.
God,
on
if
the
only
bright.
Every illegal immigrant had to go through that.
Yeah.
We would not have that issue.
We wouldn't have illegal immigration. That's for sure.
This would not be an issue. Border patrol. Screw it.
Border patrol wearing proton packs. Just straight.
Yeah, our border patrol is some creepy guy at the South Lion.
But she comes
hotel.
Back. The legend is that there's this guy. The hotel's burned down twice. Throughout the 1900s, and then been rebuilt.
Just take the hint.
Yeah,
just
burnt down twice.
Maybe build it a block away.
But they claim that there's some guy that died in one of the fires, and his name was Omar. So everybody just calls this ghost that attacked her Omar. And she said she was she came back to work, and she was like, "What do you want from me?" Like she was just trying to be brave because that's what she was told to do: be brave and you know, confront it. She goes, "What do you want from me?" She starts losing her mind. She's down by the kitchen at this point. She starts losing her mind. She's on the ground. She's screaming that it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. You look at her back, and I saw this one.
What?
On her back. She goes, "What do you want?" On her back, claw marks in the word, in the shape of the word you, Y-O-U. But it's backwards, so it goes U-O-Y. And we called some like paranormal investigators. They're like, "Well, that's, you know, this is how we tell us what happened." And they said that as soon as we told them that the word was written backwards, that's when they realize that there might be something to it, because that's how the other side communicates. Like, it's in backwards. One other time, before we actually had a cleansing, because we couldn't get permission to do an exorcism or something, so we did what they called a cleansing. She goes, "Omar, just leave me alone. I don't want any part of this, blah, blah, blah." She says that he got freaked out, and he like just started screaming in anger, and it's like, "I'm not Omar." And then on her back, I saw this.
You saw it like being written?
No. Her lift her back and like fresh red marks. "Omar." It wasn't Omar. She's like, "Well, then who are you?" And on her back, backwards, was the word Andrew.
What?
It was so fucked up. One of the creepiest things ever. And so we're going through, and
that is nuts.
We're going through with, I don't know, it wasn't a priest, but it was some sort of religious figure and a paranormal investigator after hours standard.
It's pretty typical.
We start sitting down to pray, and I've never seen such genuine fear in someone's eyes as I did with this woman. She claims that the guy was freaking out, just running around behind us, stopping between each one of us, and then all of a sudden he was gone. Creepy shit, man.
That is... Oh.
Yeah. And then she moved back to Mexico, and I think it might have been her, because there hasn't really been too much that's happened since.
She had to... Yeah. I feel like people who can see that shit...
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason, like, she can just see him.
Yeah, and
like, you know what I mean? Like, if she can visibly see this whatever spirit, whatever you want to call it.
And we came to find out that, like, she'd had experiences like that her entire life. So, but still,
it was
there.
Back?
It was there. Like, I saw it, man. It was insane.
That's nuts.
It was real creepy.
Oh, man. You don't have a picture of it, do you?
No.
Instagram.
No, with all these new technological advances in phones, you can't expect me to keep my phone with those pictures.
I expect you to Instagram them so they're in the cloud forever.
Could you imagine me? Hey, listen, I know you've been visibly harmed physically and emotionally.
Wait, hold that shirt up.
But
a little
I need
more.
You to let me get a picture
hold
of this.
Hold on, hold on. What do you
you want to keep your job?
What do you like? What do you like, Sutro? This is more of a Valencia.
Yeah.
This is more
of... It was creepy, man. It was one of the scariest things I've ever been a part of. Yeah.
That's creepy.
It was wild. So
I've thankfully never had to go through that.
Yeah, I've gone through stuff like that a couple times, but that was definitely the creepiest. And then that Get Out thing, when it just, that was the first time it had happened to me there, and that was creepy.
What, Omar? What?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
My boss at the time was like, dude, you just can't let him be scared of you. Just like, think of this mentality. He goes, you want to fuck with me now? I'll kick your ass when I'm dead. And I was like, strangely, it helped, but it was so weird, man. It's just the weirdest thing.
Just wait till I'm dead.
Wait till I'm dead and I will find you. Like, yes. I'm Liam Neeson in the I will find you. I spent my entire mortal life trying to figure out how to stop you, and I will hunt you down, and I will kill you again. Like, is death for a ghost rebirth? Like, what,
ooh.
You know, philosophical ooh. Shit right there.
We're going to have to go to break, even though there's not even a break.
We're going to take a call. It's the Vatican.
Let's go to the phone lines.
Another story that happened was I was 15 turning 16. It's the day before my birthday. Me and four of my buddies that I played football with were at the one guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
And, for whatever reason, we were watching a replay of the ESPYs. Like, just the worst decision in the world. No one likes the ESPYs. Why are we watching a replay of it? Whatever. But we're just hanging out. And, again, day before my birthday, all of a sudden, the TV just goes out. None of the cable's working, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see a cable truck out front. They're working on something. My mom buddy goes out and asks, hey, what's going on? He goes, oh, you know, I had orders to come cut the cable. The bill wasn't paid. And they're like, well, we paid it, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, I'm sorry, I'm just doing my job. I got to do what I got to do.
Right.
So my buddies think it would be a really good idea to go about accumulating all of the homeowner's youngest son's toys. Cowboys and Indians, guns, like bandanas, cowboy hats and everything in the dead of winter, in the middle of February, and start running around out front yelling things like, turn my cable on or I'm going to get my fucking shotgun.
And what year was this?
2001, 2002, something like that. So he's like, I'm going to get my shotgun. Next thing I know, they're prancing around out there with their little toy guns. And we're kind of laughing. And I'm like, oh man, this is weird. This guy's not moving.
Yeah.
This truck is just sitting there now. I haven't seen him in a while. He's not on the pole. Like, I don't know what's going on. So we're running around out there with rifles and like purple light up laser guns, obviously toys. Mm-hmm. And we're kids. I mean, but these were some big kids. I mean, they were on the football team. And
not that. Threatening, though.
I don't know. I sometimes will try and look at from his perspective. It would be messed up.
I would have just left.
Yeah, that's the thing. Why didn't he just leave?
And then call your boss.
He's in a fucking van.
Yeah.
Like, it's got gas. Yeah. Like, just go, man.
Yeah, they can't follow you, you know? And if they
do. What would be the Terminator going to run down your van and make sure you never see the light of day again?
Your work van.
Just go. But he didn't. He didn't leave. And so we stopped, whatever. We figured out something else to do. Next thing we know, there's a knock on the door. So we're all downstairs, whatever. And we look out. The guy looks out the front window and he sees there's two cop cars there.
Uh-huh.
So they decide it's a great idea to hide all of the guns. Like, we actually did something. Mm. And I'm like, what? I have no idea what's going on.
Hide the guns.
Yes. Like, there's 15 years old mountains of crack and cocaine and heroin and then just guns. Like, Scarface. Like,
where'd you bury that toy dead hooker?
Yeah. Where'd you bury the blown out Barbie?
Yeah. Flush the fake queen.
We ran a train on her.
Flush the oregano. Flush it. Flush it.
But the cops are at the door, dude. I shit you not, with their guns drawn.
Wow.
It was messed up. So we come in, they come in, they make us find the toys, and I don't remember where we put them. I don't remember where we put them. They come to tell us that the cable guy was in the back of his truck, made the call to 911. Wow. They came to check on him. He was in the back of his van, sobbing, had wet his pants, and said, I just thought I was never going to see my wife and kids again. I was never going to see my wife and kids again. They tell us this, and I'm like,
that has to be fake. Like, no
they
way.
Tell us this, and I'm like, it was sir, this is one of the guns. It's a purple light up gun. Like, this is something only NASA would have. Why would this be a threat? And, I don't know, but what you kids did was, threatening and blah, blah, blah. Day before my birthday. And then, they take us all to jail. Like, that's why we went to jail. So Now I, out of obligation, I always pay my cable bill on time.
Right.
It's just the right
thing
to do.
I remember you.
Yeah.
You're going to see that guy one day and he's going to remember you.
And I don't know how it worked out. I think I just, I made my four other friends seem like my dad wasn't only going to send me away, but maybe like kill me. Uh-huh. Like I was like, you guys are scared of your parents. Be scared of mine. Like,
yeah.
And so they all were like, Zach had nothing to do with it. And I ended up getting off and they all ended up getting
That's
in
awesome.
Trouble. So
you got arrested at 16 for the
15 because 15. My birthday was the next day.
Okay.
I was grounded for my birthday. It was
The worst birthday ever. So you got arrested. Then what? Like, did they take you in?
They took us to the holding cells and then
called your parents?
Called our parents and, you know.
Listen.
I was the last one there. My parents, like, my dad thought it would be a great idea to, like, let me stew in there. Uh-huh. And I sat in there for hours.
Yeah.
Like, the last person that was picked up before me was probably an hour and a half before my parents came.
That's like smoking a whole pack of cigarettes.
I won't ever forget. The holding cell of a local jail is so gross. Like, there are legit boogers on the wall.
I saw one.
It was gross.
Yeah, it's like,
dude, why are you wiping boogers on the wall? They're not going to feed you. Eat them.
Right.
Like, do them.
Or, yeah.
It's gross.
Like, who's in there long enough to, like, you got to be in there. And it's just a holding cell. Like,
yeah.
You got to be in there really long.
And they take your belt and your shoelaces.
It's so funny.
At that time, I'm like, hey, I'm 190 pounds. I don't think a shoelace noose is going to hold me up. So let me keep my laces, man. Like, what's... Doesn't make any sense.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was wild. That was... And it was just...
I love that they took you... They call your parents, like, look, man, your kids were at home, but we took them from your home, and now you got to pick them up and take them home.
Yeah.
Like, it's such, like... I mean, maybe it was just to scare you, and... Because, I mean, maybe it was stupid,
it was
but
a super scary straight tactic. I mean, yeah, everybody got what they called teen court.
Yeah.
Which, completely different story. One of the teen courts, the biggest guy got into some trouble for the teen court, uh-huh. and, like, he got hit harder than anybody else, and he claims his teen lawyer, who was training to be an attorney, didn't do a good job for him, so, like, we found out... I was working with him at the time, and we found out where he was... And my buddy just it snapped, and that was one of the first, like, parking lot brawls I'd ever seen.
Wow.
Like, he just I was like, dude, you're going to need a real lawyer after this.
Yeah. You don't assault a lawyer.
Like, I don't care if he's not licensed, okay? Yeah.
He at least knows one that is probably...
Yeah. There's a reason he wants to do this.
Yeah, like, he at least has an interest in this.
It just didn't make any sense at all. And I had to go take my driver's test the next day, which was very awkward. My dad's like... Yeah, I hope you pass the test, but you're not going to be fucking using your license. Dude, that's another thing. My dad loved to just take away my license. One day, we were driving home from school, and my brother always went to his friend's house, who was on the way home from school. So I was like, hey, man, do you want me to drop you off? And he's like, no, I'm not going to hang out with her today. And then we get home for like 10 minutes, and he's like, hey, I need you to take me over there. I go, you're out of your mind. I already offered to do that. And it's like, I'm not taking you. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, you're going to take me. So we get into a whole, you know, brother fight, fist fight and everything, and I am 100 pounds. At the like the minimal amount heavier than my brother. My brother is maybe 120 pounds, a beanpole, and I'm 240 right now. Like, we are different, and he's like the pretty model one, and mm-hmm. I'm the athletic, intelligent, just like
hairy,
he doesn't stand
manly,
a chance. Yeah,
quote unquote manly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got all of the male masculine genes, and the only male thing my brother has is a dick. That's it. Like, but so I beat the hell out of him, and he called my brother and he called my dad, and my dad's like, "All right, you're taking your brother to his friend's house, and then when you get home, put your license on the counter, and I'm going to cut it up." And I was like, okay. So now I'm pissed. I go out and I wail on my brother. He escapes the house. We're running around the entire neighborhood, around the cul-de-sac, and I'm like, get over here, you little fucker. Like, I'm going to kick your ass, blah, blah, blah. Finally, I get a hold of him. Just start beating the hell out of him, throw him over the shoulder, throw him in the tailgate of my car, like it's some mafia hit.
That you can't even drive because you don't have your license.
Yeah. Throw him in the tailgate of the car, get out of the driveway and up to the first stop sign, and he escapes out of the back door. So now the car is parked in the middle of the road, and I'm chasing him around again. This is because I didn't want to take him three. I had some temper issues. I've gotten over them, but that was
that's so extreme.
Yeah, it was an overreaction. Like, we would get into those type of fights.
At that point, I would have just walked. If I was your brother, I'd have been like, fine.
Oh, no. My brother was I'm speaking in this past. He's fucking alive. He's the biggest instigator in the world, man.
Yeah, brothers will do that.
To anybody.
Yeah.
Like, and
oh, okay.
Like, he'll be like, hey, Zach. He'll call me like, hey, Zach. I think I might have pissed some people off. I called some people this, and they want to kick my ass. So, like, me and my buddies would have to go, hey, just, you know. don't touch him.
Yeah.
If anyone's touching him, it's gonna be me. I'll take care of him for you.
That's awesome.
I used to beat the hell out of him, that poor kid. Thank God, like, he's gay, but thank God when I was beating the hell out of him, he hadn't come out yet, because if he had, I'm sure it would have been a hate crime.
Right. Like, he could press real charges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really, it'd be like, you know, the judge would be like, well, you guys are brothers.
Yeah.
That's what brothers do. And then he's like, no, I'm gay.
I'm gay, sorry. So,
I'm gay, so.
Oh, well, this changes everything.
Yeah, well, you hate him.
Yeah. I hate my brother the way that all brothers hate their brothers. No, you hate him in a different way.
I mean.
You homophobe, you asshole. Like, I love my brother.
He's my gay brother.
He's my gay brother.
God, you're. Like, how many times would you just accidentally throw around the term gay around him?
I have this
before he came out.
I have a weight complex, yeah. And he's gay. He would always call me fat, and I would always call him fag. And so now, like, I'm convinced that he is the he is the reason that I have a weight complex,
mm-hmm.
And I'm the reason he's gay. Like, that's the rationale in my mind. It doesn't make any sense at all.
That's nuts.
My brother is like, he was obviously born gay.
Yeah,
you know. Like, when he came, like, when he was born, he was wearing his umbilical cord like a scarf. Like, we knew. Like, we knew.
I'm here.
He was like, oh my God, he's strangling him. My mom's like, I think he's making a fashion statement. Yeah, we should support him. And we did. That's a support.
That's good.
Like, he's a legitimate fashion designer now.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he ever come out of the closet? Like, that's where he spends most of his time.
That's so true.
Yeah, like, dude, time is money. Get back in there. I'm not loaning you any more money.
You should know your shit about fashion. You've been in the closet for so goddamn long.
He always asks me for money, too. He'll be like, Zach, can I borrow $20? I'm like, no, dude, I told you I wasn't loaning you any more money. One time, like, this is actually how he came out to me. He goes, one time, I go, Zach, can I borrow $20? And I go, no, Andy, I said I wasn't loaning you any more money. He goes, oh, yeah, Zach, you think you know me so well? You're not going to loan me any money? Why? Because I like blowing dudes? And I'm like, what?
It's so straight to the point.
And, like, I knew he was gay, but it was the first time he'd come out. And I was like, no, dude, that's not why. But if you need money that bad, it sounds like you have a pretty good idea on how to earn some. So, like, why don't you just... Yeah.
You make more money doing that than I would doing anything else.
So just start hooking and leave me alone.
At least you never had to worry about him borrowing your clothes.
No, he would, like, for...
I don't know your brother, I don't know what it's like to have a brother who's gay. But I don't think he would like the shirt you have.
He would probably...
Actually, the colors.
He would probably love the shirt, but he would probably also, like, take the shirt and bedazzle the shit out of it. And, like, he never liked what I wore. Yeah, I mean, then... So that was... My childhood was a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was wild growing up with my... like, I'm the only comedian who's the normal one in his family. Like, my family's so crazy. Doesn't make any sense at all.
I'm the normal one in the family.
Yeah.
Like, my brother's gay.
Not that that's not normal. It's the minority.
It's not the norm. Right?
No, and you know what? I will say this. My brother is, I love him to death. He is the hands down the funniest person I know. And I don't think he's the type of funny though. He doesn't know he's being funny, but I lose my mind every time he's so funny.
So you're the normal one and he's the funny one.
Yeah. If he could just, like, channel that energy into writing comedy and then just have the balls to get on stage. Like, he doesn't like attention, but I would stop doing comedy because there would be no point.
Yeah.
Like, he's winning.
You're going to end up opening for him one day.
Hey, if you haven't seen Zach live, I would highly recommend it. Find out where he's at next at ZachWithAZ.com, and you can find the show online on Twitter at One Crazy Story. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.